You are listening to Asia Pacific Matters, CAPI Interns Abroad and Beyond, brought to you by the Center for Asia Pacific Initiatives at the University of Victoria in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. The aim of these podcasts is to share stories about the inspiring work being done in communities across the Asia Pacific region by current CAPI interns, intern alumni, and our amazing partner organizations in the region.
George Benson, reporting for the Center for Asia Pacific Initiatives. This will in fact be my final podcast with the Center, and in a sense this is more of a thank you note than anything. You've just heard the sounds of the azan ringing through the streets of Dhaka, near one of the most beautiful mosques that I saw in my time there, in central Banani. My time in Bangladesh has continued to stay with me, even being back in Canada now for almost 2 months. The time that I spent there was the most meaningful time that I have traveled. And indeed, the things that I saw, the people that I met, and the things that I experienced have stayed with me through that time. It's hard for me to even consider wrapping up or concluding the things that I did there. And in many ways, this final broadcast to you feels very much like an attempt to do so. It's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to put a bow or a final period across my T's, dot my I's, on the experience. It meant too much to me, and indeed it still means too much to me. I'm still processing. But I understand that I owe the people who helped me enjoy this experience, who helped me through it, I owe them a thank you. To Robin Filla, the director for the internship program with the center, to Saiful Haq, the chairman of the Warp Aid Development Foundation, to my friends and fellow interns, Adam Tran, Kate Lawrence, and Chandra Mary, to the past interns who have both gone to Bangladesh, the Philippines, and other countries in Asia, and who lent much support during my trip, and in fact to the future interns that are going there as well, to Marguerite and Bodin, who are both in Bangladesh currently. I have nothing but thanks for all of you for helping me contextualize and put together some of my thoughts on my time there. I certainly hope the guide I wrote offers something to you of use. Talking about what I did in Bangladesh is difficult, to say the least. I had a lot of feelings about everything there, and it means a lot to me. It's difficult for me to point out one moment that was transformative or one moment that stood out amongst the rest. The truth is, everything did. And it's confusing and painful and joyful and, I suppose, very human all at once. I remember very deeply the conversations I had with a young Muslim man named Muhammad the day before I left, where I was able to speak almost entirely in Bangla. I remember wandering around the streets of Banani looking for that perfect street food stall. I remember coming to the office of the Warp Aid Development Foundation, seeing my friends gathered there and saying my hellos and goodbyes. I will leave this office. I will leave this office today, I always used to say. And Schweb would smile at me from his desk, and Jasia would wave. Farouk would come in and shake my hand. Those are things you don't forget. You don't forget them. Sometimes I find that when I'm here, it's difficult to continue actively remembering some of the things that I saw, and the people especially. My friends that lived in the building that I did, the Hafizes, Farhan and Lily, Maureen, Farin, Farzan, and Hafiz, all of them became my family. And it's painful sometimes to think about them, knowing that I won't be able to see them for quite some time. But I suppose at the end of the day, one has to be thankful for the things that one has had, as well as the things that one has. And certainly I am thankful that I have had them in my life, and that, inshallah, they will return into it again soon. I've recorded sounds of the streets of Dhaka, and I'll be sharing them with you in just a moment. These sounds are the day-to-day for Bangladeshis. Wherever they go, whatever they do, they hear these sounds. The rickshaws clinking their bicycles together, jostling for a fare. The cars surreptitiously honking their horns at anything and everything. The calls of the hawkers on the side of the street selling watches and belts and shoes and Allah knows what else. It's a complicated place. And having spent the time that I did there, I still don't understand it fully. But I think I can say, without arrogance or ill intent, that I appreciate the people there, and the things that they do, and the way that they live. It's not always right, insofar as you can determine what's right and wrong in this world. But it is their way, and I've come to appreciate that there are myriad reasons why they do things the way they do. I hope that as time goes on, the path of the people there is clarified, is cleared, and perhaps in some sense is straightened. But I do have faith in the people there to chart their own course and move forward. Bangladesh suffers from a lot of different things: poverty, corruption, mismanagement, frankly, the ill intent of some of the people there. But if you walk down the streets and you see the people running around, working or sitting, smoking most likely, they're very human. And I will always appreciate that. To walk down the streets and know that even though my skin and my clothes were very different from them, they saw me as a human. Whatever else they saw me as a human. And that's something. That's something powerful. When I walk down the streets in Canada now, of course I'm surrounded by humans, but it's easier to forget or to miss people who look more like yourself. Which is both a good and a bad thing, I suppose. To be part of a community is a very powerful thing. But to see yourself in contrast to others is also extremely powerful. And I certainly hope that as people grow and experience in this world, that they have that opportunity to see themselves separated from what they know and perhaps who they are. And then see what that looks like. I have nothing but the deepest and most profound thanks for everyone who assisted me in my journey to Bangladesh. My friends, my family, the university, everyone. And I am very, very touched and honored that I'm able to share these thanks with you all now, having returned home. What I will say now is that I have walked a mile in someone else's shoes. Maybe not a mile, maybe a little less. But I've seen how the world looks like to different people, and that will always stay with me. And indeed, I will always hunger for that. So as I sign off for the final time, I would just like to say that I sincerely hope that all of you have a chance to do the same. Thank you again, and Allah Hafiz.
Expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the Center for Asia Pacific Initiatives, the University of Victoria, our funders, or our partner organizations. This placement was made possible with the generous support of the Association of Universities and Colleges of Canada and the Government of Canada's Canadian International Development Agency. For more information on CAPI's programs and opportunities, please visit www.capi.uvic.ca.